One of 23 executive actions President Obama took on guns was to lift a virtual ban on government research on the public health effects of gun violence. Thomas DeLeer directs UW-Madison's La Follette School of Public Affairs. He was one of more than 100 U.S. academics who sent a letter to the president's Gun Violence Commission. That letter cited Wisconsin's Oak Creek Massacre at a Sikh temple, along with shootings in Colorado and Arizona, as reasons to address gun violence. DeLeer says one way to do that is study it.
It could be the case that many of the claims or some of the claims made by proponents of gun control are overstated. If one were to believe that those things were overstated, better research would show that.
The National Rifle Association did not respond for this story, but in 2011, the group told the New York Times it opposed research into gun deaths by the Center for Disease Control, along with the National Institutes of Health. The NRA said such studies are designed to provide ammunition for the gun control lobby. DeLeer and others reject that claim. They compare gun research to public health research done on motor vehicles, which led to safer cars and drivers.
From my point of view, it's hard to argue against more research.
President Obama is asking Congress to approve $10 million to fund gun research. It's unclear whether lawmakers will approve that, but researchers at the CDC will have freedom to examine something they haven't for almost two decades. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.